We're going to do a quick story, and we'll dedicate the story to Emmerich Deutsch. The Talmud tells us that when we approach Rosh Hashanah, so then in heaven it is decided how much income a person will have, aside from the money that he needs to honor Shabbos and Yom Tov and to educate his children. All income is decided, except for that money. The money that a person spends on honoring Shabbos and Yom Tov and educating his children, that money, if he invests more, they'll give him more. And if he takes away less, then they'll give him less. And then the Talmud tells us that just as a person's income is decided on Rosh Hashanah, so too are a person's expenses. And it is up to us to allocate those expenses. If we do it wisely, we give the tzedakah we're supposed to give, so then we'll have a tax break here, and we'll find ourselves having maybe less car trouble to fix. If a person holds back his tzedakah, so in heaven they decided his expenses are going to be a certain amount, and if he didn't give the tzedakah, they'll send him more taxes. They'll find another way that he loses that money. Maybe that's the reason why Sephardim, whenever the car breaks down or something happens, they say kapara. Better than something worse happening. If I was supposed to spend it, at least it's on this and not on a doctor, right? So the Talmud tells the following story. That Rabbi Shimon had a dream in the beginning of the year that his nephews, who were businessmen, his nephews would have to lose 600 coins, which was a lot of money in those days. And the Talmud tells us that he was the head of the city, so he taxed them, and he made sure to keep taking from them money for the poor. And what? I think it says Bnei Achate. I think so. We could look it up later. So the Talmud tells us that in those days, the head of the town would decide how much each person has to pay for the poor. And so he ensured that he collected a lot from them, and they kept having to give it to tzedakah. At the end of the year, they were short a certain sum of money that paid almost 600 coins. And so, when the new year came around, the king's men came to collect the tax from him. This is what it says in the Talmud. The Medrash gives us a difference, gives us more details to the story. The Medrash says that after he had this dream, he called in his nephews and said, I want you to fund the poor of the city this year. And they said, we do business, but to fund all of the poor all year long. So they said, so he said, you know what? You guys keep a tally, keep a record book of the amount of money you're spending on the poor, and then at the end of the year we'll talk. We'll see if there's too much, so we'll figure something out. All year long, they're taking care of the poor of the city. And at the end of the year, so the king's men come, and they tell them, the king decided you're such good businessmen, you have to make him a beautiful fur coat, you have to pay him a certain tax, your choice, you want to pay him 600 coins, you make him this beautiful garment. They said, we don't have the money, they had just spent a lot of their money on the poor. So they took them and put him in jail. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came and visited them in jail, and he said, show me your record book. Show me what charity you gave during the year. They tallied it up. It came out to 594 coins. So he said, you guys want to get out of jail? Give me 6 more coins. So they said, what do you mean? We've got to give 600 coins. What do you mean 6 coins? He said, give me 6, and I'll get you out of jail. They said, okay. So they hid where the guards wouldn't see them. They gave him 6 coins. He sent a person to the guard, and he said to him, for these 6 coins, let the guys go, and the king already forgot about the decree. Don't worry, he'll never come back to you. So the guard was a little bit wary, but he figured out a way he could get away with it. And they left, and they were never asked for the tax again. So they asked him, how'd you do that? So here, his answer was the same in both stories, in the Medrash and in the Talmud. He said, I had a dream in the beginning of the year that you had to give 600 coins this year. And that's why I wanted you to take care of the poor this year. That's why I kept ensuring that you pay that money. And you were 6 coins short. In the Talmud it says a different number, 16 coins. So they said to him, why didn't you tell us in the beginning of the year? We would have given you the full money. So he said, if I would have told you, you would have given me the money so as not to have to pay it in taxes. I wanted you to give it to help the poor. This way all year long you did a mitzvah because you wanted to do the mitzvah. And that was more important to me than to get the 600 coins from you. So we have to know that sometimes the intent we have is very, very important. It's not just a question of what we give, but how we give it. As I'll say, that when the poor comes to a person, if someone poor comes to a person, so the words he says and the attitude with which he greets the pauper is worth more than the money he gives. Meaning sometimes you don't have money to give, but you could strengthen the guy. Sometimes you have money to give, but you give with a sour face. And it's all about how you do it. Same thing with kibud avim, honoring one's parents. Chachamim say, sometimes you have nothing to feed them but dry rye. Okay, but you do it with a smile. And then it's worth more than someone who gives his father all the great food in the world, but he treats him with disrespect. Come on, old man, eat your chow. He's giving him meat, wine, all the good foods. But what we really long for, what we really need is the treatment of other people. And that's worth more in halacha than the money itself.